still looking.
Whatever. Are we ready to do this before I leave?
Andrew, you want to be here with us all the time. Please? You guys didn't say anything about my hat.
Okay.
Hershey's.
It's actually mad drippy. Like drippy.
Are you kidding me? I bought this hat so I could say it first, and you took it from me. I've been building up for this for 10 years.
Oh, you gotta be quicker than that.
Amazing, amazing. So, guys, how was your day? How was your day today?
It's work, so it's, yeah.
Cool, this is great. You guys suck today. Awesome.
I mean, how's your day? Because, like, it's miserable. You go to work.
That's no, my day actually
my lowest energy episode.
No, are you kidding me?
I'm ready for this. Yep. I'm just going to settle in and just coast.
Settle in and fall asleep. That's what it looks like you're about to do.
Yeah.
Don't worry, Josh. I'm here for you.
No, he's not. That's Cap. He's capping on a Monday.
This is nuts. I was hoping to have an exciting, fun episode finally, but nay.
I'm excited. I'm fun.
That's all I need. So, our listeners, welcome to Way Off the Rails. This is episode 30, whatever. Kind of over it now.
Look, you bummed him out, John.
This is...
We do not care.
This is my episode today, and for anybody who doesn't know... I'm Josh. The other guys here, Andrew and John. But honestly, based on how today's going to be going, it's going to just most likely be me talking and them staring at me, just not giving me anything. So, for our video watcher people, Andrew also got a brand new camera. So if you guys are watching this on YouTube, hit him up in the comments and say you like his camera. You know, so he doesn't, you know, send it back.
Thanks.
Anyway, I was very hyped for today, but I guess I bamboozled myself by believing in John being a good friend. So
your first mistake.
Let's just walk that beginning.
No, I got it.
Okay, cool.
I got it.
Cool.
Might as well just skip to the end at this point, though, right?
Yikes! That's mean.
Yikes! Oh, okay. All right,
peeps. Let's do this thing. Hello, everyone. Welcome to, I believe it's episode 34, guys, and that's pretty big. That's exciting. All right, that's actually one episode more than years I've lived. That's a lot. Right, John? Can you get off your phone? What's the matter with you?
Nah.
Are you kidding me?
I'm disrespecting you on your episode.
That's just really mean. That's just super mean. Anyway, for our listeners, we're so glad that you're here. At least Andrew and I are. John,
hey.
Care less, which is super rude to our listeners as well, and that's why we've lost our Italy listener and our France listener, because he doesn't care about them.
Sad
dude. What's the matter?
Ciao.
Say Pepe Le Pew.
Ciao. And how do you say I don't know how to say bye in French.
Why did you say it in Spanish? How do you say it? How you say,
if I said it in Spanish, it would have been como se dice, actually.
Yeah, it would have been.
I said that in English, so eat it.
But you said it with a Spanish accent.
No, I didn't.
Speaking of which, we have a new guy that's working with us, and he is Guatemalan. His name's Rudy. awesome dude. Doesn't speak a whole lot of English, but he's extremely friendly, crazy hard worker. But something I've noticed from working with other Guatemalan guys is there's a specific hand motion that they do when they talk about activities that take place in the night with their significant other. But what's amazing is I was talking to Rudy and
talking about knocking boots.
Yeah. Kicking uglies. So he was
bumping uglies.
Yeah. Not the way this
kicking
guy
him and bumping him.
So he, I was asking him a couple of questions and somehow he ended up sharing that because I said, oh, this is my brother, Jesse, because he also works with me. And I was like, do you have any siblings? And he's like, oh, actually I have 6 sisters and 5 brothers. Jeez. So in total, there's 12 children, not 12 children. And he goes, yeah, I have 12 siblings. My dad didn't like to watch TV. He stayed busy. And this was like the first day we worked with him. And I was like, this guy might actually be my favorite. My dad didn't like to watch TV. If that's the greatest way to what?
I said TV's boring.
In comparison. Anyway, Andrew, today you have our ad. So please go ahead and take care of that for us.
Sure. Oops. Why not?
Squeeps.
It's a PSA.
Again. Oh, Jesus.
All podcasts aren't the same. Some struggle really hard to add up viewers. Some need your help. We are one of them. For $100 a day, you can sponsor these poor souls of way off the rails. Look at Josh and John. They have addictions that they need help with.
On my Lego addiction.
With his Funko. Yeah, John with his Lego. Listen, us $100 a day.
Okay, Beyonce, you're supposed to share the money.
And we will help fight their addiction so that we can bring you more podcast episodes of Way Off the Rails.
Yeah.
Please.
Yeah.
Find it in your heart. $100 a day to me.
$100 a day.
Huh. You know, he's got said to me multiple times.
I said, no, that I meant to us.
Is like
to
a,
I said to us.
It's supposed to be like a joint account, right? Like, like we make a cash app and then all the
stuff. Honestly, there. Andrew,
I don't really know because we've never gotten money. So,
oh.
Because it's been
anything, we probably lost no, money, right?
Yeah, 100%. We're working in a deficit right now. So please, this is actually real.
That's also cute that you said we're working at a deficit.
Our capital's taking an absolute summit plummet.
Well, listen, I'm an employee. I get paid. I don't pay. Don't get it.
Yikes. Unbelievable.
Well, as the star of this pod, I feel like I should probably have the highest salary.
So
the star, he says.
The highest of the zero star. Is still
the highest of zero is zero, zero, zero.
But superstar zero. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Exactly. So I just get more zeros than you guys.
But that is true. I think I've said it a few times. Like, please guys, give us money. That's all I have to say.
If you guys want to like sponsor an episode or just
just give us money. Money.
Yeah. I'll take gift cards.
For 300.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just please give us money.
Yeah. So please. Thank you, Andrew, for bringing that to our listeners' attention. Attentions, because there's not just one, I hope. Well, again, guys.
Minus
thank
me
you.
And minus you and minus Andrew. Well, actually, no.
No, Andrew, yeah.
So subtract me and subtract you, Josh.
And that's maybe crazy.
Have two.
That's
maybe
crazy. Have two. Oh, God. I can't believe. Honestly, no. Have you figured out listening to more? Because then you.
I don't know why Spotify. Like,
oh, it's not working. Oh, yeah.
Here we.
It really legit wasn't like.
Okay, now have you?
You want me to check right now? I can check right now.
It works fine, Josh, because I listen to it occasionally on Spotify.
I only listen to it on Spotify. I know it works.
Yeah. I'll check the videos every
have
now
you
and
tried
then.
Have you tried Apple Podcasts?
Have you tried have updating you tried, your phone?
Have you tried Google Cast or whatever it's called?
I don't know.
Have you also tried Anchor.fm? We're on 8 different podcast streaming services.
And none of them work.
There is no excuse.
There's a bunch of excuses, and I've given you a bunch of excuses. Oh yeah, it's working now.
Unbelievable.
And that was probably the first time you've checked since what, 3 weeks ago when we first talked about this?
Since
and there's been what, like 2 episodes added since.
Yikes. That's rude.
That's me.
No, but yeah. I did take 2 weeks off. So you're welcome, listeners, for being like, oh, I guess they finally gave up. Thank God. Yeah.
Psych! We're back.
You'll never be rid of us. We're like a ex-girlfriend with STDs.
No. But now that they actually thought that we quit, now they're not going to come back because they think we quit and they're not going to see our new episodes.
Wait, is that not the right combination, what I said?
An ex-girlfriend with STDs?
Oh, no, they're separate items.
Sounds like a scary situation.
I just
ignore separate items. You can't get rid of us like a ex-girlfriend, right? Crazy ex-girlfriend. Or an STD. Not together. Is that right?
I think we
unless she was the one who gave it to you.
Oh. So how does that? So.
You ever thought about that? Like,
huh?
The first person to ever get it, like.
How?
What happened, guy?
Yeah. What were you doing?
What are you doing?
Who were you doing? Huh.
Is it not just genetics? Isn't it just like you, some people are
born with it? Maybe it's Tresemme.
Maybe it's Maybelline.
Yeah.
I was like, hey. I don't remember Tresemme having that in the thing. I remember.
If you have a genetic predisposition to create some vast disease, L genetics, bud. That's what I have to say about that.
Oh yeah, for sure. But like, nobody's gonna find out that it was
if
him.
In your genes,
get a gene transplant. I don't know what to tell you.
Yeah, go to Old Navy, Levi buy instead new. Of, yes, there it is.
Shop Levi instead of True Religion.
Yeah,
that's yeah. Buy, that's what it was. You're buying True Religion. That's
or American Blasphemous. Eagle, Blasphemous. You said Blasphemous. You said Blasphemous.
I did not.
I am so excited to listen to this later. Yeah, I am. So, guys, with the last topic I brought, Andrew really did not enjoy it. It was about Will Smith and the slap situation and all that jazz.
He did not care.
So, I actually felt like, you know what? I should just continue this streak. So, today, I want to talk about Johnny Depp. Johnny Depp.
Oh.
Jada. No, that's actually not real either. Because also allegedly these things were said, right, Andrew? Allegedly, you know, like we don't want to. Amber,
where's our stenographer?
Strong. Yeah, stay where's strong. Stay strong. But today, actually, what I wanted to do is play a slight game with you guys, and it's going to be a "Would you rather" question. All right. So there is actually.
Dang, I almost did that as a topic. You beat me to it.
There is actually a game that we could potentially play. If I send you guys a link, we can actually play on Zoom together. But just going through it, it didn't seem as epic of questions as I would like. So I actually looked up a website, and it had 271 of the best "Would you rather" questions.
Nice. Let's do it.
Let's do it.
So I actually
you
have.
You couldn't come up with your own.
I have actually. We're gonna start with my own.
Oh, yeah.
All right.
Yeah, Andrew, eat it. Stop and pressuring him, bro.
Specifically for you, Andrew.
Yes. Yeah.
All right.
I'm ready. Back and relax.
So yeah. So is my but real quick before we get too into this, my mic choppy at all?
No.
No. Okay.
No.
Okay. It's just my voice. That right? Yeah. No. So, Andrew, I wanted to ask you: would you rather live in a world where Batman versus Superman was never made, but also Heath Ledger was never the Joker, or live in a world where you had to watch Batman versus Superman once a day for the rest of your life, but every Saturday you also got to enjoy The Dark Knight with Heath Ledger as the Joker?
The first one.
So you just, boom, Heath Ledger completely gone. Forget that character. Well,
because if you think about it this way, if Heath Ledger never made The Dark Knight, he'd still be alive making other cool movies.
What other Heath Ledger movies have you enjoyed?
Night's Tale. That's really it. That's the only one. Which is a great movie. It's a great movie. So, you know, and I know he's done other stuff. And he's a good actor. So, like, it would have been, yeah, no, that one.
So you'd be all about Brokeback Mountain instead? And
I haven't watched
it. See if there's a sequel to Fix My Back
Mountain. But legit, even if, like, so I have to watch Batman vs. Superman all the time, and then every Saturday I can watch The Dark Knight. Like, I love The Dark Knight, but I don't want to watch it every week either. So, like, yeah, the first choice. That was an easy question.
That's the absolute worst.
That was a decent question.
I can't stand this guy.
Ask John, then. What does he have? Give him.
I'm not worried about John. All right? I'm just worried about you being a jerk. Okay?
How's that a jerk? I saved everybody from having to watch that crap movie.
How is that? Guy just became a hero. I just saved everybody.
They don't have to watch that movie, and Heath Ledger's now alive. I did it. You're welcome, world.
Oh man. We
But you also just deprived the world of his performance as the Joker.
Maybe, but that's his okay.
Groundbreaking performance as the Joker.
So instead, okay, it goes from Jack Nicholson straight to Jared Leto.
I know.
Yeah. Look what you did.
That's fine. Because that means that eventually there will be another Joker that's good, though. And like,
will there be?
Maybe. Do you think this new one? I don't know. He might be. I like him as an actor.
I think he has to work on his laugh, but I think he could pull it off.
That one short scene that they had that was cut, that was great. Like, I could totally see it. The dude from Gotham was great as the Joker, even though it wasn't really the Joker. What's his name? The dude who he was in the Stars game too.
Cameron Moynihan.
Diaz.
Oh, I love her.
Mulligan. Yeah.
Remember The Mask?
Yeah. Wow. What a different Cameron Diaz, huh? We're gonna move on past that.
Okay.
But wow, that was great. I do want to ask you guys a few questions. So,
isn't that what we're already doing?
I know, but I mean, like, now the way we're going to do this,
that's what we're already doing, right?
And do you guys feel like you should each answer whoever comes up with the answer first as quick as you can, or should we do like a hand raising thing like Jeopardy?
Isn't it?
Should we
do a
business?
I thought this would you rather, so shouldn't everybody answer?
Yeah, but I mean, I don't want somebody's answer to be.
Oh, well, it's pretty much a guarantee that you know Andrew's going to interrupt me anyway, whatever I say. So
true.
Yeah, let's
go. We should just swing it.
Okay. Cool. All right. So the first one is going to be
like I interrupted him.
You interrupted me just now.
Yeah.
You.
I said I interrupt you.
So the first question I'm going to ask.
Also, hold on. Before you start. Sorry, because I was in a house today and I was working on a unit, and to the right there's a Christmas present, and it was wrapped in like an elf theme, like the movie Elf themed wrapping, and on the wrapping it said you cotton-headed ninny muggins.
And why is there a Christmas present at this house?
I have no idea, but I saw it and I started dying laughing just by myself in this person's house.
Wait, it's
the weirdest thing.
It's not even Christmas in July.
Really, just look.
Maybe somebody was. Maybe somebody.
Well, I thought maybe I was like, wait, are we in winter? What?
Maybe somebody was naughty. They didn't get their present.
Nice.
They got coal instead.
Oh.
Oh.
Wow.
Moving on.
So first question is going to be, would you rather be half your height or double your weight?
I don't know what I thought you'd say. Would you rather be happy?
or continuously depressed as you are now. So would you rather be half your height or double your weight? So do you want to be a midget? Or do you want to be...
No, my guy, we cannot say
beluga that. Beluga whales.
We cannot say that.
Dude, it's fine. None of them listen to us.
Is it
that you're permanently fat or can you lose the weight?
No, permanently. Stop. Don't try to loophole.
For me, both choices would be an L. So. If I was half my height, I'd be fat. And if I was double my weight, I'd be
a monstrosity. Actually a good point. That's actually a good point.
I would be in a monstrosity. Yeah,
that's actually a really good point. You know what? I would go bigger.
Now,
go
do big. You? Be... Sky, I would go bigger. Sorry.
Go big or go home. If you're legit saying like cut in half, so like
yeah.
I'd be like six. I'm sorry, I'd be like 3'1".
Yeah, and you'd be a chicken nugget.
So I'd be 3'1", 250 pounds.
No, let's say, but
no, you cut your weight in half too.
Yeah, cut your weight in half as well. That's what I would assume. That I'm not saying do you want to be a melon or do you want to be a blueberry? Like you're gonna, there's gotta be, you can't be this like, yeah, you can't just be this.
All right, so yeah, so we're cutting weight rolling around. And no, and I still would still say no, because then I wouldn't be able to get on any roller coasters.
So then you'd, either way, you can't get on roller coasters. If you're fat too, you'd be, as you want.
You'd be surprised.
They let like 600 pound people on, or however.
You'd be surprised. It depends on what you deem a roller coaster.
That's a good point.
Let's just say
the little teapots that spin around, you can ride on those.
Let's just say you go to Disney and
you see a whole lot. You see a whole lot on those rides.
Even when I was working at Legoland at the Discovery Center, that's made for like 4-year-olds.
I'd go big because I feel like no one's gonna mess with you if you're that big. Go big.
No one's gonna mess with you because nobody wants to be around you. You can't even wash yourself correctly. So,
B.O., baby, bring it back.
So for me, again, double my weight, I would be 500 pounds.
Oh, man.
And then I would have to go on that show. Well, I'd have to get, then I would have to gain another 100 pounds just so I could go on the show, my 600 pound life. Because why would I be 500 pounds when a little bit
more?
You
could be famous for another 100.
Exactly. Exactly.
What was it? There's
and
a...
Then, and his then, hold on, I'm still going. I got it all figured out, dude. Right? So, double my weight now, 500 pounds. Eat a little bit more. Get to 100. Go on the show. Get famous by saying some, you know, quippy lines. Get like surgery, or like get the
lipo
thing that they do with you. Yeah, no. There's another thing that they do with your stomach.
The stomach stapling.
Maybe, I don't know. But anyway, get whatever it is that helps you lose weight.
Ask Al Roker.
And then you get a personal trainer, and then boom, I'm back down to 220.
Josh said
there's no loopholes.
Nay.
You're gonna be 500, if not 600, forever. You can only go up in weight. You can't ever go back down.
Trash.
I'd still be big. I'd rather that than being 3'2". I can't be 3'2".
My God, I would be so short. I would be a newborn, a baby, walking around.
A baby.
It's like fighting a baby.
Plus, if you double your weight, you're not gonna be around that much longer.
But also, it didn't say if your like organs and stuff would also shrink. So you may have an enlarged heart as a dwarf.
What?
And because of that, then you'll also die quicker.
What are you talking about?
I don't know.
Make stuff up. Next question.
So would you rather be the only person who speaks out of their butt or be the only person who doesn't speak out of their butt?
So everybody else does?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Wait, but do they also talk out of their mouth?
Or no, just their butt. Everybody else would be like, but why? Yeah.
I'll choose the second. It'd be hilarious.
Yeah, mine's already pretty active back there, so I might as well just take the leap and, you know, just start talking out of it.
So you go with the first. I'd go with the second. I want to just laugh at other people talking about the butts.
Why? You would be the only abnormal one.
It'd be hilarious to me, though.
But they would make fun of you for not being able to talk out of your butt.
I'd be okay with it. I'd make money being the only person who talks normally. Like, they'd be like, look at this freak.
That wouldn't be normal, be rich.
No, I know. So I'd be rich because I'd be the weird guy who talks out of his mouth instead of his butt.
You would end up being, like, lobotomized and then dissected so they could figure out what the heck's wrong with your
why
butt.
Why can't you make up like that ending and I can't make up me being rich? Like, you can make up me.
Because I'm the question master, okay?
I'd be rich because I'd be like the freak out of the circus. That's messed up.
Yeah, but you're not entertaining, though.
But you don't have to be. You just have to talk out of your mouth and they're like, that's amazing.
Wow.
What are you juggling there?
I have my 600 pounds, you know what I'm saying? So would you rather listen to one song for the rest of your life or never be allowed to listen to the same song twice?
The second.
Wait, sorry, say it again. Listen to one song for the rest of my life
or never
be able to listen to the same song twice?
Yeah.
The second. Variety is the spice of life.
Oh my God. Delete yourself from the mainframe, please.
What is
that's something you buy. God. That's a sound
so
you buy
annoying, dude.
It's like the live, laugh, love sound.
That's probably like thing. That's probably like your Facebook profile or something. Oh,
it's just his wallpaper.
That's something you
he's looking up. Variety. He's looking up at variety a of spice.
No, he's got one of those like
the, it's the, right above the spice rack.
It's one of those pictures that it's like a picture of like a mountain range. And it's and the quote has absolutely nothing to do with what it says. It's like, God, I hated that with every fiber of my being. I hated that statement.
Oh my gosh!
You're welcome.
But he's
but yes, I would go. I would go with the second one. Yes, I would rather. I would rather hear more songs than. Although there are some songs that I would.
But there's like, let's say it's a song. Obviously you've never heard before, you hear it and you're like, yo, that song is hot. Never again.
I know.
So you listen to the first time and then right before you die, that's when you listen to the second time.
That's not how that works.
No,
because you can never hear it again. So yes. Once you hear it, it automatically just
Josh said twice. You can listen to a song twice, right?
No.
I could have sworn you said twice.
You can't ever listen to a song twice. The same song twice.
Oh, that's what you said. Well, I'll still go with the second.
Thanks for listening.
So as soon as the song ends, it just gets erased from existence.
It's fine.
Would you rather chew your toenails off or someone else's fingernails?
My toenails.
I would never. No, that's disgusting. Dude, there's poop in there.
Somebody else's fingernails, right? You don't know where their hand's been.
Exactly, dude. Some people don't know how to wipe properly.
Like, legit, I'll take a shower, wash my feet, and I'll bite off my toenails. That's so much better than somebody else's hand.
The way you just said that seems as if that is a part of your schedule. It's like, daily routine. Like, I come home, and I take a shower, and I bite off my toenails. Like, it's...
Yeah, I would already do that. Like, that's...
I'm not that flexible.
Every Saturday it's Manny Petty Day and just get after it.
Well, legit, the other one's nasty. That's nasty. Someone else's.
I imagine it like like you know those cartoons where whenever somebody's eating corn and it's just shredding the corn. People are disgusting. And then those people, like, they have like their all their fingernails are like short and cut except for their pinkies, dude.
Aren't those the ones that are for the nose candy? That's why they have the pinkies.
Wasn't that Carrie what's her face?
That was a big thing back then. I don't know. People don't. I don't know. I don't know, dude. I don't know. Get rid of it. It's weird. Just stop it. Just stop. Cut your nails.
I'm gonna grow my pinky fingernail now. Just one.
Here's the rule. If you're not actively 24/7 carrying around a little bit of coke in your pinky. you don't need to have it. All right.
And that's what I'll do. I'll just have a little bit of soda in there.
Just walk around like that.
Oh my gosh. Wow. So we need to move on.
So many particles in that, Josh.
Would you rather have no one come to your wedding or no one come to your funeral?
Yes.
Yeah, I was gonna say yes for both. the first one, because I'm gonna be dead on the second one, so I don't care. But I also don't want anybody at my wedding. So
you getting married, Asia?
I'm not getting married.
Who's the lucky lady?
Nobody.
Who's the
if I do ever, I'm gonna try very hard to talk them out of a wedding, save that money, go on a trip. So nobody can.
I hope it's Australia.
Never.
Dude, I hope I find out where you're going.
All right, so that's the question. Would you rather save money and go on a trip to Australia or go into insane, irrecoverable debt for a wedding?
Australia.
Mm-hmm.
You made the second one too bad.
I know. Yeah. I couldn't think of something.
And also, the first one is like, listen, I don't want to go to Australia. I'm probably never going to, but like, I know if I stay like in a city, I'm probably fine.
You know? You could also come back.
Exactly.
You're there forever.
Yeah, the first one.
You're there forever. Plus, you double your weight immediately.
Plus ratio. Plus ratio. L plus ratio plus weight gain plus tarantula plus crocodile.
I'm not good at these would you rather things off the top of my head. It's just like, would you rather eat ketchup or die?
Depends in the day, honestly. Because sometimes I don't like ketchup that much.
You're just not feeling ketchup. Wow, that's crazy.
Yeah. Like actually, now that I think about it, like I only
Josh,
ketchup on hot dogs.
Would you rather kill me or John?
You.
I'll help you. High five. I 100% knew that was your answer. Like I asked that expecting that answer.
So scary. At the speed of which I'm sorry. I should have thought that through.
She's gonna... My mom listens to this.
No need.
Come at you. You killed my son. Well, either way, actually she likes Jonathan more than me anyway. So
Oh my gosh. Wow. That was incredible. Next question. Would you rather get rich in a way that disappoints your family? Or just make enough money to survive. We got John's answer. It's him biting off other people's toenails.
Yeah, dude. Big money. You'd be surprised. It's a gross area.
Feet? Oh my god.
It's a gross area. That's why, dude. I would make so much money. And I would have the best dentist in the world. The number one dentist, N.A.
Pick out the toenails out of your teeth.
Take out all the corn in there.
Yeah.
What?
Not a big
little
corn.
A little fungus. Nasty.
Yeah. I guess, you know, make enough to survive. Yeah.
Oh, man.
I would do that.
I could care less what my family
thinks. Yes. We know.
Honestly, though,
let's
like
not
I'm
open
thinking,
that can of worms.
I wasn't thinking OnlyFans. I was thinking, you know, like John Wick kind of thing, like an assassin. You go around killing people, but your family knows.
Would you tell your family that?
I'm pretty sure they would know. A couple of them would be gone,
though. But if they find out if they find out that it's you, then that means you're a terrible assassin.
Fine, then I'll be a fireman that
mid assassin
do things.
I'd go with the first one too, though.
Yeah,
they could be disappointed.
You hate us already.
But legit, they could be disappointed till I buy them a house, and then you can still be disappointed.
Yeah,
like,
yes. you can mourn as you wipe your butt with $100 bills.
I'll live in this mansion, much to my chagrin.
Yeah, you jerk.
But I'll live there. Right? I'm not gonna call you either.
Yeah, that's fine. That's fine.
That's fine.
Yeah. Give you fancy car and a fancy house just so you leave me alone.
Yeah,
sounds good. Easy. Because yeah. I'm already doing the just make enough money to live, and it sucks. So can't get worse. Can't get worse.
Yeah, legit. Rich. Easy.
Andrew,
if you weren't spending so much money on things, you might be doing a little bit better off, right?
What are you spending money on? Because you're getting married.
I really don't spend money on a lot of stuff. I pay
how
rent.
Much? How much? So, I want to know.
Oh, here we go.
How many duplicate games do you have?
Really, not that much. You say like I have a lot. I don't have a lot. The Pokemon games, because they remaster them, but that's been like years.
Okay, so, and how many Pokemon games would you say?
A lot. I have like every generation, and then like, but that doesn't mean anything.
He's like, mind you, folks. You keep saying mind like it's folks. A lot. All right, it's not.
Yeah, he led that way. It's Pokemon. Not that many.
I have a lot.
How many do you have? All of them.
No, but I'm talking about prizes. Not that many. It's not. It doesn't.
All of them times two.
I actually put in a bid to buy Pokemon Go too, but they wouldn't let me.
Nah, I played that game for like a day and gave up. But like legit, I don't have that much duplicate. I don't have that much duplicate games. And no, they're just because I hate people and people were out. Everybody's playing it at the time it popped off. I don't have a lot of duplicate games. And like games aren't like.
Or you really just ratted yourself out and said that you do.
For the Pokemon games.
Okay. Yeah,
but like the gap between when the first one came out and when the remake comes out, like that's a huge gap. Like I spent the first one was on like a Game Boy or something. Probably like $30, and then the next one was like another 40 or something in like 10 years. That's a huge gap. That's not a lot of money. You're saying it like that I'm spending and wasting a lot of money on that. It's not. That's not where my expenses go. It's food. It's 100% food.
That's actually that's what I thought you were going to ask, Andrew. I mean, yeah. John.
100%. If you said you spend a lot of money on food, I'd be like, yeah, no, that's true.
And with statues.
That's the downfall of us all. Yeah, imagine spending money on stupid things that you have that just sit on a shelf.
I'm like legit. I wouldn't don't
know what that's that. Like. See, it's different when you know you're worthy.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. For our Strictly listeners, John just picked up his Lego Thor's hammer. I would say what the Jonathan. Name of the hammer is, but I always mispronounce it. And all of it's his Jonathan. Legos, it's Magyar Learner.
Is that so next Paul question is Jonathan.
The next question is, would you rather go back in time to meet your ancestors or go into the future to meet your great grandchildren?
Future.
That's on the chance that you're going to have grandchildren.
You're going to have them. Stop loopholing it.
So
yikes.
Fine. No loopholing it. Fine. Then I'll go the future because I want to see what the future's like. More than the kids. I don't care. I'll be like, hi, let me go outside real quick.
Oh man, I would be past in a second.
It also depends. No, it depends.
The past is not fun.
Oh well, it's different for you guys. It's different for you guys. Yeah. Yeah. No, that's
for us, like my dad's side.
Yeah.
It'd be bad times all around.
Yeah. Yeah.
However, on my mom's side, we had like my great great grandfather was a pirate. So like I may do that. Some solid Black Flag vibes.
But if you joined your pirate grandfather, you could maybe go save your other relatives. Mm-hmm.
But wouldn't that like disrupt the space-time continuum?
I don't have any problem with that. You already showing up is it gonna disturb things?
Wouldn't that be like a whole thing, you know, like meeting my ancestors?
No, because also,
honestly,
would your ancestors even
know? It'd be like a Back to the Future thing. Well, I would tell them.
No, I know, but would they believe?
Guys,
they believe
it's me. It's me.
No, that's what I'm saying. The heck are you? They wouldn't believe you. The ones in the future might believe you. They'd be like, "Yeah, time travel exists. I believe you." But the ones in the past, you're not gonna believe you.
Honestly, they might though, because he'd be a tall black man that actually also has weight to him.
Hey, now.
whereas others wouldn't have as much weight because of circumstances.
Imagine it if, like, for on Grandpa's side, if it was like a Back to the Future type thing. So, like, I don't, you know how on Grandpa's side, you know, they were slaves at one point, and then the owner had an affair with the slaves. So we had to do a Back to the Future thing to make sure that we currently would exist by going back. And
so we would still have to make that happen, but then
I'd watch that movie.
Wow. What would you call it?
Black to the Future. That's true. Yes.
I was trying to think of some sort of like 12 Years a Slave type pun. I couldn't think of anything.
I answered that way too fast.
I was stuck at 12 years. Oh my gosh. Wow. Yeah, we need to move on. Would you rather be homeless or in prison?
Prison.
Interesting.
Yeah. I mean, you have a place to sleep. You're fed every single day.
You're sexually active.
That's a win-win.
Oh, no. Oh, you know, you work out, you got some friends. Like, yeah, prison.
I think I'd be homeless. Just camping on the street in a box.
I mean, it depends on where, I guess.
At like, half if my it's height. Somewhere,
if it's somewhere warm year-round, like, that's a little bit better than, like, being homeless in New York.
Yeah.
Freeze to death in the winter.
He's not wrong.
And then the next thing you know, Josh is on the news because he pushed somebody into the train.
And then I go to prison. Hey! What's up, guys? I made it! Wow. Would you rather your friend or your boss fall in love with you? Friend.
Friend, aww. Yeah. Like, I was trying to think if any of the people above me were women, and they're all guys. So I was like, ah, friend.
So we're talking about current employment?
Yeah.
I don't know, that's the way I was looking at it.
So current employment, no, that would be scary. Yeah, no friend.
Wait, so who? What about non-current employment?
Still all guys. About like they're all so no, still friend.
Oh,
who's the boss? Huh? <It's
kids. laughs> What happened?
The dentist?
Wait, is that? No, I never worked for a dentist.
The pediatrician?
I've never. No, what? No.
The underwear store?
Legoland.
Oh, okay, I didn't even know you worked there. You never told us that. Would you rather know the date of your death or the cause of your death?
Date. I already know the cause.
Josh causes Josh.
Because I'm homeless and I want to get into prison.
And he's going to push Andrew
and
in front of a train.
What's scary is because he'd be double his weight and I'd be half my height. Be this crazy scenario.
Or maybe it's after you get out of prison because, you know, in prison you're going to be working out a lot. So you have the strength to be able to move him.
angry little dwarf. Wow.
Wait, yeah. So that's my answer. Real quick.
Wow. This one is actually quite intense, and I did see this one before, and I don't really have an answer. Would you rather tell your partner you're having an affair or have them tell you they're having an affair?
One more time.
Would you rather tell your partner you are having an affair or have them tell you they're having an affair?
The second. I'll remain a good person.
Either way, it's a bad time. It just
depends. Yeah. I don't know. I think the first one for me, I think.
So John's gonna cheat.
I don't know.
Shame, Josh? Shame. Know your name.
The only, wait, the only one that's married. What's your answer?
Honestly, I would rather be told, and then I would be filled with such rage and hatred that I would just close off myself from everybody else, and then that's how I become homeless. And then I'd murder Andrew. Then I'd see John in prison.
Say, that's how I become Andrew, because I was like, that is.
Yeah. And we become best friends.
And then we fall in love. Nope, too much. Because you went friend instead of boss.
No, thank you.
Okay, cool. Well, that would you rather? No. excuse me. Sorry. Would you rather never brush your teeth or never brush your hair again, including no shaving?
The hair.
Wait, like you'd let the hair go?
Yeah.
Or you would maintain the hair?
He does that normally. He does that normally.
There it is.
No, because like your teeth, that's bad breath and stuff. Like, I don't know.
Your hair is probably going to start to stank. You can't get all those oils deep in there.
You can still take a shower, right? Like, you said you just can't shave.
What if you get lice?
You can still use stuff, right? You just can't shave.
Dude, right? You can't get that deep in there.
Really? Yeah. Well, still the hair. Teeth are weird.
Yeah, me too. I've done too much work for these. I can't lose them now. You know?
Or.
Yeah.
Or.
Just he's close to 40.
Now that I think about it, hold on.
Thanks.
You know what? Maybe get rid of the teeth. Because then you just like, I would go to dentist, have them pull out all the real ones and just wear dentures. And then I can still keep my hair nice.
Andrew has the craziest analytical brain I've ever seen. Because every single question, he has a loophole.
That's the worst.
It's nuts. It's nuts.
And he's like, yeah, I'll let my teeth rot out and then I'll just get veneers. Yeah.
I wouldn't even let it get to the point that it rot out. Just like, yo, listen, just rip them out right now, put in the fake teeth, and then there you go.
But don't you still have to brush the fake teeth though?
Wait, yes. But you yes. No, but like you said you can't brush, but you can like gargle with stuff, right? Why not? Listerine.
Interesting.
Might do that.
Would you rather give birth to conjoined twins or sextuplets? Specifically you, would you rather give birth?
Like as a person, give birth in general? You mean
the
like...
twins, get them all out at once. Can't do that rapid fire mess.
They're joined.
Bad. Yeah, just get it all out at once.
I mean, the amount of space that they're gonna take up.
I'm not a machine gun dude. Are you kidding me?
I would go with the second one. Because once the first, you know, they slip out.
They just slide. Right? yeah. Okay.
So for our female listeners, please let us know the slides if that's how that works. Please let us know if that's how that works. We have zero experience with this. So, Crystal, we're looking forward to your comments. Would you rather eat fast food every day or never eat at any restaurant again?
Fast food every day or never eat at any restaurant?
Wait, so if you choose the first one, you can still eat at other places, is what you're saying, right? Like you eat.
It says just fast food.
Okay, so like you have fast food for breakfast and then you could just do whatever you want the rest of the day?
Interesting. Look at this freaking guy.
Does that mean like I can't sit down?
Well, no, because the way the restaurant part threw me off because I was like, the way
it's a weirdly. I didn't make this question. I didn't make this question.
No, but like do better though, right?
All right, so then then the way I'm going to ask it then is, would you rather have hands for feet or feet for hands?
If you choose one, is it like, say you choose hands? Wait, say you choose hands for feet.
This guy can never just pick it.
No, because does that mean you still have hands though? Like hands for hands, if you choose hands for feet. You know what I mean? Because I would do that. I would do hands for feet if I still have hands for hands. That's just like beast. I'd be like beast, you know? He had hands for feet.
Oh my God.
You know what I mean? Listen, just because I am thinking about these questions, that's where, you know. Oh my
God. Yes, Andrew, you would have four of the same item.
So then I would be
But if you had 4 feet, you could run so fast.
No, because you're still a human, so you're still running the same
speed as distances. You would cover distances so quick.
I really doubt.
Yeah, no, you wouldn't have to run on 2 feet. You could just run on all.
No, I know, but like you're still a human. You'd still be human speeds. Like,
but then now combine that.
All right, so let's have a race then. You on all fours. On you on your bipedal, whatever.
And I can with hands for feet. I can grip the ground better. I don't know.
Oh my gosh.
So stupid, dude. So dumb.
Oh my gosh. that was insane. All right.
Is he frozen? Why is he just looking
why is he staring? He's still thinking about the
waiting for the next question. He's
real deep in thought about having feet for hands and hands for feet.
I actually was.
I could make this work. We could make this work.
Legit, I was just thinking about like what you could do with four pairs of hands. He's like,
would I wear gloves or socks?
Yeah, yo, and like, if you're like eating dinner and you're sitting on the couch, as long as your hands are like washed, like you could use four sets of hands to eat. Like that seems very efficient. Anyway, continue.
Where are you getting the four sets of hands though?
Because he said if I hands for feet, I still have regular hands up here. Yeah. So I then have four sets of hands.
Your feet would be here and your hands would be on your legs.
You would have hands, but then your feet would be hands. Or you would have feet, and then your hands would be feet.
Yeah.
Oh.
Wait, isn't that why you were saying you could run faster?
Because you'd have four feet.
Did you not get the question? I thought you got the question.
Oh, man.
Wow. Anyway, continue.
I don't even know. That was the greatest scenario of my life. Wow, I can't even find another question that's good enough anymore. Would you rather invite your most annoying relative over to dinner or go over to dinner at their home?
The second, because I could just leave.
You can also just kick him out.
Nah, it's harder. Harder kick.
Is it though?
I think.
Is it though?
I don't know. I don't invite people over.
If I've had enough of you and I want you to leave, get the hell out of my house.
I figured the second one's just easier. Just like you don't even have to say anything. You just be like, get up like the SpongeBob thing. Just get up and walk out.
Would you rather? Would you rather go to jail for a crime you didn't commit or someone else go to jail for a crime you did commit?
Someone else.
100%. Yeah, not yet. Go
for me. Who cares? Sucks for you.
That's super rude. Would you rather perform a surgery or fly a commercial plane without any qualifications? Either one of those.
Surgery.
You would rather do a surgery with no qualifications.
Mm-hmm. How hard can it be?
Because legit, like if you're a surgeon and
if I save somebody's life, I'm a hero.
Yeah, but the more likely scenario is you're going to kill that person, so you're going to go to jail.
I'm going to leave a glove inside them.
If I fly a plane, we're all going to
not even the right place that I was operating.
So I'm just not going to get in trouble because we're all going to die. That's basically what I'm saying. While
so you'd rather do the trouble, plane.
Yeah.
I want to leave Easter eggs inside people.
You say people like you're going to have more than one opportunity. You're getting one chance, you're going to fail, and then you're done.
Nah, dude, there's a team of doctors around me, bro. How could I fail? Just tell me what to do.
Aren't you like the head? Just that means like point. Everybody else is just like nurses.
But they should know. Other doctors? They should still know things.
Just wing it.
I'm like, doctor, why are you cutting that guy's large intestine? I know what I'm doing.
I think the plane would be cool.
Wait, it would be cool to immediately fly straight down into the water.
I would fly straight up till we're out of fuel and then just glide down to a crash.
That's not how that works.
Glide down. That's not how that
works. As soon as you start going up, you'll just fall right back down. That is not how gravity works. Read a book.
No, but while you have fuel, you go up, and then once the fuel's out, then you go down.
I'll send you a video.
Oh wow.
I'll send you a video.
Would you rather swim with sharks or spend the night in a forest with mountain lions?
I'd rather jump out of a
Hot air balloon.
Yeah, it's hot air balloon.
Roll the mountain down a volcano.
Yeah.
And then fly into the water.
Into a twister that throws him.
Because mm-hmm. So at least either sharks coming, and you could potentially just punch them in the nose, and they would leave you alone.
Are you?
No, I think the mountain lions. I just said the mountain lions. Because you could grab, like, there's stuff.
You are completely out of your element in the ocean. Completely. Yeah.
You're not a world-class swimmer. You're not a world-class swimmer. You're going to
better than you.
Maybe, but you're still going to die.
You don't know. Andrew can float.
Yeah. I float.
Okay.
Whoa. Would you rather have a dog that looks like a baby or a baby that looks like a dog?
Dog looks like a baby.
Yeah,
the baby that looks like a dog. I 100% am leaving it somewhere.
Yeah, I'd probably take the first one too.
I could probably say that for the public.
If I have a
baby and it looks like a dog, sorry kid, find some new parents.
If the dog looks like a baby, I'd finally like dogs. I hate
dogs. Would the dog like that looks like a baby still bark? Because that would be weird.
Would the
baby that looks like a dog cry?
Yeah, I'm assuming the baby that looks like normally, the dog,
right?
Yeah, and then still, eventually,
if they still function, no, but if they still function as what they are,
no, a dog
looking like a baby and a baby looking like a dog, actually, still function as what they are, that would be trippy.
That makes it more interesting because, like, when they grow up, does the baby that looked like a dog now look like Chewbacca? Like,
yo, that's a game changer.
That's different.
If they look straight like a dog, like have the nose and everything, maybe they would actually look like a werewolf too.
I might go with the baby. Yeah, the baby that looks like the dog's being more.
It's too late. You already chose. Would
their baby's on its way? Senses be heightened. Would their senses be heightened?
I would assume so.
Yeah, and then the dog is not even a good dog then, because it would be looking like a baby, but it's got human like features, so it's a failure as a dog. You have to take care of it this whole life. Yeah, wow. I switched my answer to the second one.
I just found a completely different kind of list. Crazy. I'm gonna ask one.
Is spicy. Oh boy.
Would you rather pay for sex or be paid to have sex?
Paid?
Yeah, because paid, you don't have a choice about who.
That's not true. You can vet people. You can vet your clients, Andrew.
So I might have to go with the first one on that. That's still either one.
Josh, what do you say?
The one married guy, what do you say?
Honestly,
because it is a gamble.
It is, yeah. Honestly,
the second one, right?
I don't want to get in trouble. The first one would you rather live the life of a nun?
Oh yeah, he just moved fast.
Or an exotic dancer for 1 week.
What's the salary for a nun?
Because
Because I'll tell you, I have some former classmates that I know are exotic dancers, and they make a lot of money.
They roll in it, yeah. So, wow.
You don't make money as a nun, right? Like, isn't it like?
Can creed? You know?
You could be Mother Teresa.
Let me know what it'll do for me fiscally, and then get back to me.
Gotcha. Gotcha. Wow.
Let's see. Yeah, I'd probably go the second one too.
Oof, what a terrible image.
Yep. Still go yeah. Except the first one, now I'm thinking about like
I would be the worst pole dancer of all time, dude.
But maybe you're dressed as a nun.
Oh, ooh, snap. That's so scary. That's so scary. I don't like that.
Oh, okay. Would you rather get struck by lightning or picked up by a tornado, Andrew?
Lightning.
Oh, I thought it'd be the tornado into shark infested waters.
I know, but lightning. Is it off chance you can get powers?
I mean, there are actually cases of people who got struck by lightning and they've had like abnormalities now. So I think I would choose lightning on the off chance that I would survive.
Oh,
yeah,
yeah. I think lightning too. Just because like it would happen, suit. I'd be like, oh my gosh, I was so shocked.
Yeah, unless you're wearing a squirrel suit in a tornado, that might be fun. Just.
No. Okay, no, and then it whips you get one
hit
arm
by so much debris. You get hit by so much debris, dude. You'd be smacked in the face by a cow. That's what would happen.
No, I'd be flying in the tornado. I would land on the cow, and then we would both be flying.
This is not one of those like indoor skydiving places. You know, just be like,
you don't know.
I have a fair. Faint idea,
but no, 100% the first one, lightning would be
Wow. Would you rather be the only one drunk at the family reunion or be the only one sober?
Sober,
I think so too. If I went to your guys' family reunion,
well, also Andrew's a lame. I don't know actually.
I feel like if everybody else is drunk, you can still have fun.
A good time, yeah. If you're the only one drunk, you'd be lame.
Yeah.
Because nobody else is
drunk. Then everybody else would be judging you. Yeah, just looking at you like, no, we shouldn't have invited him. That guy's not even really a part of the family.
Mm-hmm. Last time I invite Josh.
Yeah. It's usually what happens when you leave. It's like, why does he keep covering?
That just made me so sad. Would you rather have to announce every time you were going to fart, or would you rather fart extremely loudly every time?
Announce.
I'm gonna fart. Or just
it's coming.
You might get both of those.
Oh, that right, it's loud who says and you- have to announce it.
Yeah.
What if it's a wet one too?
I would go with the second one because it's announcing it anyway. When it comes.
But at least like you give people a time to run away, you know?
Yeah. Drop that bomb.
Time to run away.
This guy's over here just carpet bombing people. Nuts.
Would you rather lose the ability to lie or believe everything you're told?
Lose the ability to lie.
Yeah, I go the first.
I wouldn't
lying's
know.
Bad.
I wouldn't
lying
know how
is
to,
mean.
I wouldn't know how to talk without lying.
Wow. Josh, that hat is not drippy. Okay. That was a lie.
It's a lot of things would change for you, huh?
A whole lot of things. Mm. Yeah. Imagine if I told everybody the truth. If I was completely honest with everybody all the time.
That'd be hilarious.
Starting now. Let's do it.
He's going to say, I hate you both. I'm the one running this podcast.
Would you rather speak all languages or be able to speak to all animals? Animals.
Oh, languages. Animals. Languages. No, animals. Animals. Mm-hmm. Out of your mind.
Yeah.
I would be riding a shark, dude.
Just because you can speak with them doesn't mean they're going to get along with you.
I would hang out with them all the time. Yeah, dude. I would have an army of animals and I would take over the world.
Languages.
Like Aquaman, who I can control earth, like terrestrial and underwater creatures. Whoa. And I would find out that there's still dinosaurs down underneath the ocean floor.
Yep.
He's going to recreate under the sea. That's basically his whole goal. He's like, I need to find Sebastian and we're going to sing.
Because he would be Trash. Sebastian.
Trash. Yeah.
It's got to be racist. Yeah.
Nice. I said he was going to find Sebastian. Not.
No, he would Sebastian. Be.
But yeah, no, I'd rather speak your language. I think that's kind of cool.
Would you rather make a beeping noise when you're stressed or cry confetti when you're sad?
Cry confetti.
Cry confetti.
Because it would make you happy?
Well, because I'm always
like stressed, you'd catch it in your hands and be like.
Can we change the confetti to funfetti? Like, you know, the sprinkles that you put on.
No, because then you're going to be double your weight quickly.
I'd be. But
especially you, sad boy.
Who we are, when you're pointing at Andrew. Yeah.
The fact that we're both like, it could be us.
That deserves another volume.
Yeah. Wow. That one's deep blue depression. Would you rather turn into a dog every time you sneeze or a buffalo every time you fart?
Did you just make that one up?
I feel like you did.
It said hiccup and I wanted it to be fart.
Okay.
All right.
Buffalo, because I want wings. I'm a big wing guy.
What's it? It doesn't even make sense. Are you Buffalo turning into the restaurant? Wings. You're turning into the restaurant? Yeah, I know. I was like,
this joke.
Oh, man. I hate everything about that. But I don't know. Buffalo. I think that'd be funny.
Just because that's the noise that they make. Would you rather be followed everywhere by someone playing the flute or be surprised daily by someone playing a tuba?
I feel like I should be making this up. I hate that I'm actually reading these.
Can we also just agree that tuba is just a really funny word? I don't know why. The word tuba is just hilarious to
and
me.
That's what's making me laugh, because I'm not even picturing the noise. I'm just picturing this guy surprising me, just going, tuba!
I think I would like the flute.
Depends on what type of flute.
Oh. Whoa.
Wow. Getting real instrumental out here.
Yikes. Would you rather have shoes made of Lego or clothes made of kiwi?
Oh, so like hairy clothes?
Yeah. Oh, that's...
I would just shoot the Legos because at least they could take them off. That's one of my like pet peeves. It's like clothing that like touches you too much. You know?
Fuzzy, yeah. Would you rather have gummy bears? Contact? This question's insane. Would you rather have gummy bears for fingers or a croissant for a tongue?
How would that work? Because like the croissant would go soft so quickly.
Yeah, but then the gummy bears would also get really sticky.
No, they wouldn't have the chance because I would be eating them. I would actively be eating them.
This guy would be nubs.
Am I wrong in assuming that, like the croissant for a tongue? Yeah, once like the saliva in your mouth makes contact with the croissant, it starts to break it down. So like that.
Yeah, you're not.
All this is just naturally occurring croissant. Just naturally occurring croissant in your mouth.
Oh my gosh, who you're the heck wrong. Is Mr. Blobby?
What?
I don't know who this person is. The question is, would you rather have to dress like Batman for every funeral or dress like Mr. Blobby for every wedding?
You didn't have to you didn't have to read the second part.
Yeah, no, 100% Batman.
Would you rather cluck like a chicken when you read or screech like a rooster before you talk?
Screech like a rooster, that way I get everybody's attention.
You know that way nobody's going to interrupt.
Yep.
I like that one. I'll go with that too.
Andrew. then I say what I need to say.
All right, so this goes into our question before. Would you rather be fluent in every language only when shouting or understand animals, but they can only whisper directly in your ear?
The first one, for sure.
It's just, hey, little mama.
Because that means they're in biting range if you, like, have to whisper in your ear. Like, that's...
Does that change your answer about the sharks, John?
No, dude.
But how do you
can't befriend them? Nope. Yeah. You can't befriend them then.
Why not?
Because like they're gonna bite you first before you have a chance to like. Because let's say you're able to talk to them from a distance, then you could be like, "Yo, guys, listen, don't bite me. I just want to be friends." But now if they have to come up close, they're gonna bite you first before you even get a word off.
Mm.
You're gonna get bit.
Would you rather have popcorn for teeth or teeth for nails?
Teeth for nails.
Because I hate like when popcorn lingers in my mouth or kernels linger in my mouth, dude.
Yeah, but they're worst thing ever. They're your teeth though now. So
like, yeah, and I would hate that. I would go to the dentist and get veneers.
They would also get soggy real quick. So yeah, I probably go there.
again, it would break down once it comes in contact with the saliva.
Would you rather
consistency would not be the same?
Because Josh isn't answering any of these. Would you rather participate in Super Smash Brothers or Mario Kart?
Like IRL?
Like if it was real, would you rather do one or the other?
Are you asking Josh specifically or both of us?
You can answer too.
Smash.
Mario Kart. Because there's a higher chance that I could actually win.
Because you know how to drive.
Yeah. Whereas in Super Smash, like Link's gonna throw a bomb at my face, like I would be one of the
keep the spamming me, down B, you'll be
the
fine.
The me characters. What am I, Kirby?
What's his down B? What's his down B? Like, I don't know. He throws Funkos.
I double.
And then his super move is he throws the big Batman Funko.
I turn into the Batman Funko.
Don't even just fight, like, you just stand there and take damage.
I just ram with my fat head.
Talk about the baby like that.
So crazy. Dang it. I just saw one that was amazing and I forgot it because that incredible question. Now I want to make a Smash character that throws Funkos. That would be... Would you rather squeal like a pig when sleeping or honk like a goose when walking?
Pig.
Please be a goose.
I want to be a goose. Do I have to be like the goose walk too, where I have to like wiggle my butt? Like my butt? I can commit to character. I can do that.
Oh. Would you rather have a booger hanging from your nose for the rest of your life or have earwax planted on your earlobes?
Both horrible questions.
The earwax is worse, I think.
How far is it hanging out of your nose? It's just like a little
is
bit.
Is it moist? Is it moist or is it dried That's a good point too. Is the earwax moist or dry, or is in the booger? Is the booger dry or?
Dude, if it's gonna be your whole life, it's probably gonna be dry. But the thing is, so then, like, you could hide. You could hide the earwax with a hat or headphones.
Then it would get on. It would get on everything.
I understand, but if you have a booger hanging down from your nose, as soon as you dried, see somebody, they just You meet somebody
because Yeah,
if it's that's dry, then it would eventually blend into my face.
That wow, that's weird. But my question about how far out is that is, because if it's only like a little bit, then you just talk to everybody like this, and they'll never see.
Yeah, you're too tall. They would have to look up, and they would always see it. They would always see it.
That's why I tilted my head down. Yeah.
And that would be such an alarming. If you're looking at everybody like this, that'd be incredibly alarming, and I would immediately call the police. That was stupid. So dumb.
Hey, little mama, let me whisper in your ear. I have a bug hanging on my nose.
That's weird. No, thank you. Oh. Yeah, I'm gonna have to go with the booger one too. It's more manageable.
No way. No way. Would you rather be a dwarf or a giant?
Giant. What'd you say? It's not like you said something, but like
I said midge.
So nice.
Yeah. Would you rather be chased by a bear or by a lion?
Bear.
Dude, bears are freaking fast.
No, I know, but I feel like lions are faster. So bears, like, there'd be like a slight opportunity.
Bears can move. Hold on.
I feel like a lion will just kind of like bite your face off quick, get it over with. Whereas a bear is gonna maul you, like he's gonna slap you with his paws and chew on your skull.
The opportunity you have to escape a bear more than you have a lion.
So a brown bear's top speed is 35 miles an hour, and a polar bear's top speed is 25. And a lion is 50. So it's still faster, but
yeah, I'd go with the bear still.
Are you running more than 25 miles an hour?
With adrenaline? I don't know.
No. I'll answer that.
Wrong.
Also,
wrong. You want to know why? Because you're not Usain Bolt.
No, I know. But listen, where a bear lives versus where a lion lives. Like a lion is flat land, they have straight shots at you. A bear, they're in the forest most of the time, right? Like you can swerve, zigzag.
Oh, so you're saying that you're gonna trip on a twig and then immediately.
I mean, that's also possible. But I'm just saying, like, you have, like, you can use the terrain more versus a bear than a lion. Like the lion, there's no terrain. It's just flat land, right? Like for the most part. Like with the bear, there's like trees and stuff that might help you. It might slow them down a little bit. Cause like, listen, does a bear... Does a bear turn at 35 miles an hour? I gotta slow down a little bit.
It's gotta put on its bear signal to turn.
Yeah, you know, it's gotta put the brakes on a little bit.
Pulls on its bear brake. Yeah.
And then how fast? What's it 0 to 30? What's it 0 to 30? How fast can it get that?
Faster than yours. Yeah. Faster than yours. You wanna know why? Because you're the idiot that chose hands for feet and you're running on four hands, but he's got four paws, all right? So he's catching you. In about 2 seconds. Meanwhile, I'm gone because I got the feet, and I got four sets of feet, or two sets of feet, and I'm booking it, dude. I'm probably faster than the bear with two sets of feet, honestly.
You're definitely not.
Yeah, and look, dude, look how long my arms and legs are, dude. My strides would be immaculate. I could probably be faster than a cheetah.
You're lying to yourself. You're lying to yourself.
No, you're out of your mind.
Andrew said you probably would be faster. And all John says is, yeah. Like, it's so matter of fact, there's zero question. I would definitely be faster than a bear if I had two sets of feet. Wow. 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 Absolutely insane. I'm gonna ask just two more and then we're done with this. Would you rather have an alien friend or a superhero friend?
Alien.
Personally, I'd go with superhero friend because it could also be an alien. Gotcha.
I go superhero friend too because you never know if the aliens probably don't even have powers. They probably just look like us. They're boring.
Okay.
Superhero.
He's probably from a different planet. Take me away, dude.
No, that's a good point. But the superhero could too, maybe, depending on the superhero. Superhero friend.
Nah. Because then you're just that loser friend who's, I know this guy. I'm friends with this guy.
That's fine. That's like if I was friends with somebody rich and famous. Like, I'd just be hanging out of their place. Like, that'd be my superhero friend. Nah. Let me chill at the super friends? Like, their little place. Just chill there. Go fight crime. Yeah, I'm hanging out.
The Hall of Justice?
Yeah, there you go. Until it gets attacked by villains, and then I'm like,
ah, crap.
Or the Watchtower. Oh, hang out in the Watchtower? Are you kidding me? For sure. That's more fun.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, whatever. I still say alien, so.
Let's see. Would you rather always eat burnt food or undercooked food without getting sick?
Burnt food.
Burnt.
Yeah. Well, the way I cook, it's most of that time anyway, so.
I also have like texture and consistency issues. So like if anything's like extra chewy, it's a dub.
Mm.
It's a dub.
All right, one last one. I gotta find something good.
Would you rather get rid of PlayStation or Xbox?
PlayStation.
Forever. Nothing else, PlayStation. John?
I don't know. If like the Halo franchise was better, I'd say PlayStation. But
it's
seeing that it's not.
I'm going with Xbox. PlayStation has way better exclusives.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not a bigly single player.
Okay, person, wait. But. If you had all three of them, PlayStation, Xbox, or Nintendo, and you can only choose one,
Xbox,
John.
PlayStation, I think.
I'm actually gonna go with Nintendo on that one.
Yeah, we knew, dude.
PlayStation,
big reveal.
Pokemon.
PlayStation is a close second. Like, PlayStation has a lot of stuff still, but I just like Nintendo. I was waiting for Josh to come with the question.
The older Xbox games were more fun.
So this last one's gonna be a bit more of a thinker. Would you rather have a toaster for a head or a cactus for a spine?
So, like, I have to stay like this the entire time?
No, it doesn't mean your arms.
Would I be able to bend? Does the cactus
hurt? Yeah, but it would snap, right? Like, if you bend too much, the cactus snaps.
Okay, if you bend too much, your spine will snap. Like, what? It's the same.
Is there like a copious amount of fluid in my spine in that case too with the cactus?
I don't like the word copious amount of fluid. Why? That's gross.
There's water in cacti.
I understand. Yeah, that was good. I understand.
What's my range of motion?
Dude, what about the toaster head? How is that a bad
thing? It's gotta be a fair debate. I'm asking about the
Pop-Tarts. What do you know? I was starting.
I don't toast my Pop-Tarts.
Nah, you know what? I go with the cactus because it's inside your body too anyway, right? So nobody's really seeing it. You just know you have a cactus inside your body.
Well,
cactus. Does it hurt if you lay down, does it hurt? Yeah.
So that's what I was gonna say. If it's your spine, you're probably gonna feel all the little prickers.
But if it becomes part of your body, isn't it just like you're used to it and you don't, it doesn't bother you? You know what I mean?
So the same thing like a toaster head, like it would be warming up all the time when you're cooking toast.
And I'd be insanely hot in the summer.
But your head would be reflective, so it would get the sun away.
Also, you would need like, your doctor would be like a repair guy. Right? Like you'd have to go get maintenance.
Yeah, I'm not going to Sears to get my head fixed. Get out of here, dude. No, thank you. Isn't Sears out of business?
I think it might be.
So who am I going to go to?
Best Buy. They sell toasters.
Nah, I'm not going to the Geek Squad to fix my head.
No, you could go to Circuit City.
Oh, or Radio Shack, maybe.
Radio Shack's still around, I think. Are they?
I don't know.
It's like the same as Blockbuster. There's probably one. All right. Now, this is officially the last one I'm going to ask. I've just found some crazy ones, and I wish I had found these sooner. Would you rather have knives for toes or have spaghetti for body hair?
Spaghetti.
Knives for toes. It'd be like a, what's it called? A Lady Deathstrike situation.
Yeah, because like you cut through all your shoes, right? Like,
steel toe boots. If you're married and you're like you're cuddling with your wife, and you would just constantly just cut her feet, yeah, that'd be.
You'd have to wear like steel toe boots, like.
But also, like you're laying down with your wife, and she goes to like put her hand on your chest and gets stuck in spaghetti.
Good point.
Oh, that
she
would
goes actually put her be hand great. Through your hair. Spaghetti.
That would also be a great
wait, but the way you said it,
you know how like whenever like you know wives or girlfriends like their feet are cold, so they always try to put their feet on you to like warm themselves up. If they try to do that with your feet, it's a deterrent because just stab them.
Also,
I thought you were going to talk about the spaghetti still.
Well, the spaghetti one, like you're talking like it's cooked spaghetti. I'm thinking it's like straight out the box, still straight spaghetti. So like.
But then it would just constantly snap.
No, that's just great. So like it'll always be short. So like I would do the hair one because it would be short all the time because it would always snap off. Like it'd be easy to cut your hair. I'm just going, yes, my hair's cut.
But what happens if you're caught in the rain?
What do you mean?
Oh, because if the spaghetti gets wet, it's gonna be what's it called?
It's gonna be all gooey.
I mean, is it just wet by itself? It needs heat too, right? Water, right?
No, like, but like, what if like it like let's say you take a shower, you take a hot shower, and then you go to sleep, and then now your pillows is all mushed spaghetti, dude.
Well, like legit, I'm just thinking like
if you start losing your hair and there's just spaghetti. Mm-hmm.
It's just mush spaghetti all over your pillow.
But like legit, you can easily like rip that out, right? So like even hard or soft spaghetti, like I would just keep going like this and like just wiping it off and it would just like be short. How fast does it grow? How fast
did you say body hair or head or just head hair?
It could be body hair too. You go like this,
your arms and your legs.
The armpits, dude, that'd be wild. I'd be stabbing myself.
Yeah, but
it would break every time it closes. So
and it would be, it wouldn't be a clean cut. So it would be abrasive against your armpit. That's sensitive there, dude.
It'd be a close shave.
have you never shaved or like trimmed your armpit hair?
Oh, okay. So you get some tweezers and you just gotta pluck it out a little bit. Wow, long, you know, so like.
But what if it doesn't break and it just keeps pulling?
Then that's weird.
Just infinite spaghetti.
But legit, if you think about it, the spaghetti's a better move because you'll save on groceries.
That's my next question. Is the hair that you
but leave, you could save on cutlery.
Would you cook it? Would you cook it?
Yeah, but how many times do I need new knives? I don't need new knives that often. Plus, you never said you could pull off the knives. They're attached to your feet.
Say you would.
You didn't have to pull off the knives. Would it be like cutting your toenails? Because it's your toes that are the knives themselves, right?
Yeah,
it's not your toenails. Yeah.
So you gotta really put your feet up on the table to cook.
And that's contemplate.
Would you eat the spaghetti hair that falls out of your head though? Would you cook it and eat it?
If it's like where I'm like, I wake up in the morning and there's like a lot of spaghetti, and I just go like this and rip it off, then I know it's clean. Yeah, I would totally use that.
But then also like
the most like amazing visual. I just saw him as Super Saiyan Goku.
I'm just saying, like, if it's been all day, no, that spaghetti gets tossed out. But like early in the day spaghetti, that's probably okay.
No, it would present a huge plumbing problem because that wet spaghetti would be clogged.
Who says it's going down any drains? I'm throwing it out in the trash. Throw it in the trash. Why don't you throw it in the drain?
Yeah. Do you flush your spaghetti? I'm showering.
Then if I just my thought, hair. I just like, thought about it. What if you have
spaghetti and just whatever's left, you put it
in your if it's your body hair too, your body hair naturally falls off of you.
I was like, what if you have like, you know, hair on your butt? Then like that's spaghetti on your butt.
That's what I'm saying.
And that would be mad uncomfortable, dude.
That would go down the drain. Yeah, that would go down the drain.
That's nasty. That's nasty.
I do not want that spaghetti in meat sauce.
That's wild. But legit, I would still do spaghetti over the knives. Like the spaghetti, still, even with spaghetti butt, like I would still do spaghetti over the knives.
It's always spaghetti, right?
To be the name of the episode. Spaghetti butt.
And it's always spaghetti, right? It's not like penne or like tony or anything. It's just spaghetti.
It's always spaghetti.
That'd be weird if it was other ones, because the other ones are wider. Does that mean you just have giant holes in your head like that?
What about bow tie?
That's weird.
Like, that would be kind of fire.
How does
that
it come out of your head fire. Though? Does it come out in like you're hole just there? It's just a bow tie. Yeah, that's
dude. That would be sick.
No, you'd be like
I'm like a giant present, dude. I'm like a giant present. Got that mad seems, bow ties
that's,
on me.
Oh no, gosh. When you say that, I'm like, that's disgusting. Because like, how does that come out of your body? No matter what, like you're gonna have a big hole. At least with regular spaghetti, right, it's like now, not as big a hole.
But think of it this way, like for girls that have very curly hair, it doesn't come out of their head like in a curly, you know, hole in their head. It grows out normally and then it curls. So you know what I'm saying?
It grows out as regular spaghetti first and then turns into a
Z. Well, like it can go out and then whomp, it turns into a ziti.
Maybe. I don't know. It's still weird.
I like that he says maybe, as if like, we're actually contemplating
as if it's plausible.
I'll allow it.
I need the science for this. Where's the paper that somebody wrote about this? I need to figure this out. What's the physics behind spaghetti here?
Call up Elon Musk. He can figure it out.
Yeah. So what happens, Elon, if you have spaghetti butt?
That's a great name for the episode, Spaghetti Butt. I love that. That's going to be great.
Yeah.
Oh man, guys, this was fantastic. Thank you so much for being a part of this. Wow, I'm actually like sweating so badly. This is incredible. Andrew, please just hit us with an ad as we wrap up this episode.
As much fun as we've had this episode, there are podcasts that just need your help, and we still are one of them. Please, please dig real deep and send $100 to $1,000 a day to help out the men of Way Off the Rails. Josh has a crazy Funko addiction. He just can't stop spending money. John, same way with Legos. It's just killing them slowly. So send the money to me and I will take care of them. Probably. Like I'll send them some of it. Like it'll be fine. Like it's
spaghetti, you know, it's
whatever. I'm like, I'm a charity. I keep most of it and give you guys a 90-10 like
split.
Exactly. Nice. So yeah, wow. You know, send it all this way. Cause you know, feed a podcaster. That's basically
what
it is.
You know you enjoy these episodes. Like, where else can you get hard-hitting questions about what happens if you have a spaghetti butt?
Yeah.
Right. Like where else could you hear about this? Right? Nowhere else. No, this is quality content here.
It deserves.
Would I be able to outrun a bear because they can't make sharp turns?
And I say yes because I would have two sets of feet. So L for the bear, W for me.
But you wouldn't be able to make that. The guy who's going to
go try and talk to a shark, Yeah, he's gonna take talk to a shark and get eaten.
Dude,
the bear's gonna eat you too. You gotta he has to whisper in your ear, so he's gonna come up and just take a bite out of you. You're like, get out of here.
Mm. Would never work.
What are you gonna kick him to death with your four extra feet? Like, it's not gonna work.
Yeah. Dude, I wouldn't cut my toenails, dude, and I would have talents. I would have talents.
They would be
exactly nice, exactly. Dude. You let them grow long enough, you just sharpen them a little bit.
Jumps at the bear like,
you know how like cats, you know, like they could sharpen their claws. I would do that with my toenails, and then I'd be a deadly killing machine.
That is so gross.
Can you run with knives for toes though? Can you run with knives for toes? I don't think so.
Why not?
I don't know. I feel like you would be digging into the ground.
I mean, if you're like stuck running on pavement, it's not going to be fun.
Okay. What type of knives are we talking about?
That's true.
Like switchblades? Because if it's switchblades, it could be like
that. They're full on machetes.
They're full on machetes.
So they're actually each one's a small chainsaw.
Because like if they were like retractable claws, you know, just switchblades, then you could pop them in and out, which would be handy.
But now,
and you'd be like,
no, now, because when you pop you them in, to, like, then you don't have toes. You can't. You fall over.
No, your toe would be the handle, and the blades are the nails.
Your logic is off, Fred. Your logic is so off.
Oh, my logic is off.
But listen, there's a paper out there about having knives for toes, and I will find it. Like, your logic is off. Also, Josh, when you said chainsaws, I was just thinking about that Rick and Morty episode.
Scary Terry.
Oh my gosh, guys. All right, we have to get the heck out of here before another ridiculous scenario comes up. Wow, yeah. So
you can't even swim if you have knives for toes. You think about that? So how are you gonna befriend the shark?
Oh my god, run the outro.
You are mixing up so many different of those questions that were not related at all. Dude, over here talking about he's gonna outrun a bear, dude. Like, what is wrong with you, bro? Andrew, when was the last time, in all seriousness, you ran?
And he says, "What's the bear? What's the bear 0 to 30?" Yeah.
Andrew, what's your 0 to 1?
It's 30.
Listen, man, no. I planned it out. The terrain is to my advantage. I would be able to get away from the bear.
Oh, please take us out. Please, we gotta go. It's gotta end.
Oh,
it's
man. Gotta end. Fantastic, guys. That was
I think the toes should be switchblades, in my honest opinion. In my humble opinion, I think that means
if you put away the blade, you have no toes.
No, because your toes would be the actual handles of the switchblades themselves. And no, then the knives you're saying are just you're,
no,
it's like if you think about it, no, if you think about it, cats and dogs, or I can say cats still have toes, and then the nails. My house is falling apart.
So that's what I'm saying. So you have like the nubs of your toes, and then the switchblades come out of it.
Oh, I broke my shit.
What'd you? Oh, sad.